wadsworth.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to Healthy Options. I'm your host, Rhonda Fineman, and for this program, we're going to do something a little bit different. You know, all of us have been experiencing quite an extraordinary year. And for about the last 9 months or so, as you all know, unless you've been on a very, very long meditation retreat, we've been experiencing the effects and the consequences of COVID-19 pandemic. And in the last few weeks, you know that we have all experienced a big uptick, a big increase in the number of cases of COVID, the number of deaths from COVID, and a lot of uncertainty. Now, it seems that this time, this area, this moment has created a whole different idea and a different sense of anxiety and some fear and some uncertainty in many of us. And I've been hearing that from my clients and from friends and from people that I'm speaking with all over the country, because this is happening all over the country. So today, I thought it would be beneficial for us to actually learn some very practical hands-on techniques that we can do when the stress gets to be a little bit overwhelming. Some ways that we can learn how to work with a wild mind, how to work with tension and fear. And if you're not feeling some of those things, if you're saying, well, I understand that there's a difficult situation in the world, but I'm fine. I seem to be doing okay. Well, that's fantastic. And I want to encourage you to share some of the techniques that you're using to help others reach that level of resilience and equanimity. However, today, what I would like to do, and I'm going to do, is teach some movement techniques and some breathing techniques that we can practice easily on the radio and that you can learn that can be, hopefully, to calm the mind, to calm the nervous system, to create. So without further ado, let's dive right in and answer the question of what some of these techniques may be. So first off, many of you might have heard of the word Qigong. Many of you might have heard that idea, Tai Chi, Qigong. What does that really mean? Well, what it means is learning to work with what's happening with the sensation in the body and using some movement or breath to help work with some of the upset, some of the irritation, some of the vulnerability that may come up when we're a little bit out of balance. So Qigong, Qi meaning the vital energy, the life force, Gong is a practice, working with that life force to help us feel a little bit more resilient. So the first thing we're going to do is understand the principle or learn the principle of stillness and emptiness. And surprisingly, we're going to do it by moving a little bit. So if you're driving in the car, obviously you are not going to be moving as those at home might be able to do. So if you are in your car or in a place where you're unable to actually practice this movement, there'll be other things that you can do wherever you're located. I'm going to suggest that we use the principle that when we imagine something, when the mind is engaged, it's actually affecting the physical nervous system, circulatory system, and chi system of the whole body. So even if you're driving, which I want you to pay very, very close attention to the road, of course, you can listen and we'll still get some of the benefits. And this will be archived, so it, for everybody, you can go back and listen and get some of the nuances that you might have missed as we proceed. So wuji is the word for emptiness, for stillness in this tradition of Qigong. And one of the ways that we can access that is to actually move the body. So what a radical idea that we're going to get to stillness and emptiness by movement. So the first thing we'll do, if you're able to, if you have room in your home, or if you're in a place where you can do this, I'm going to ask you to stand. If you are unable to stand, it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine to be doing this seated or to be doing this laying down. If you're any kind of mobility issues, it's perfectly acceptable and beneficial to do this wherever you're at. So there's not one way of doing this. So either you're imagining or you actually are placing your feet about hip width apart. So you're hip width apart now. You get that sense that the bottom of the feet, the big toe and the little toe and the heels are sinking a little bit into the ground. We're bending our knees a little bit, and the knees never go over the toes. So there's a lot of ease, no big effort. This isn't a squat, so you don't have to worry about that. Trying to get into a very deep seated position, none of that's required. So here we are, grounded through our feet. Our knees are grounded. I'm going to ask you to get that sensation from your pubic bone to your belly button that there's a little bit of a lifting. So a little bit of activity happening in the pubic bone to the belly button. And this great idea that our tailbone, our coccyx, is like a dragon's tail. You know, it is the remnant of a tail that we did have ages ago, kind of cosmic to think about. But what we want to do now is have that sense that that heavy dragon's tail, that big imagination, is going straight down. So there's no tilting of the pelvis forward or backward. There's a little bit of ease and activity and square sense of up and down movement in the pelvis. There's that connection to the bottom of the feet. And as we're lifting the rib cage, I'm going to ask us to take a moment and imagine a gold thread coming from the top of the head. And you may notice if you do that, that your chin will come a little bit into the chest a little, your neck will expand, that sense of opening in the pelvis will happen. So there's activity. There's the bottom part of the body with that dragon's tail, and then there's the opening of the top of the body with the golden thread coming up into the heavens. So we're able to expand our breath, and we're able to expand our sense of expansion in the world. So let's just do that. The shoulders are relaxed. So right now, let's take a few breaths, just doing that, breathing in and out gently and easily. Yep. Breathing in and breathing out through the nose. And when you breathe through the nose, it actually calms the nervous system a little bit. It's actually, we have a nerve, a vagus nerve, that runs through the whole body from our thoracic area all the way down the body. And that can get calm when we breathe in and out. So we're mixing a lot of ideas here between Qigong, Qi, energetic movement, and also this idea that this is affecting our Western body, the things that we know about our blood vessels and our heart and our nervous system and our digestive system. All of this gets relaxed as we breathe and settle into this movement of grounded in the feet and expanding in the upper body. So do we get that sense of just breathing in and breathing out gently and easily? I'm then going to ask, as we practice all of this, that we take our hands, and if this is possible, to get a relaxed sense of the fingers expanding, being open, that the thumb and the index finger are expanded. That's often a very, very powerful place where the energy, the tiger's mouth, right there, where the big index finger and the thumb have that nice little expansion. So our fingers are relaxed and expanded, and it's almost like we're very, very fluid in our wrists, if that's possible. And if not, just imagine that. No effort. There's no wrong way to do any of this. Our right hand can go below the belly button, and our left hand can go above it, touching the belly, the stomach. And there's a little bit of pressure, not tension. So the shoulders are relaxed, and our hands are pressing these points. Our tongue can either be very relaxed in the mouth or touching the roof of the mouth. So there's a nice connection happening between the upper and lower parts of our bodies. And then gradually, we're going to start moving. So we're moving from side to side. Our feet can actually come up. I know we've had that grounding, but there actually can be movement in the body. We're going side to side, bouncing a little bit. It's like we're holding our belly above and below the belly button and feeling that sensation as we move. And what is that doing? It is actually stimulating all the meridians of the body. And the meridians are how energy, that chi, moves, separate from the circulatory system, separate from the nervous system, yet affecting all of those systems that we're familiar with. So we're bouncing a little bit. There is a little bit of bounce. The knees are moving, but not bending in without moving the feet. So there's no activity happening from the knees. We're very, very relaxed as we move back and forth. The head can move a little bit. Shoulders are moving. So notice that sensation as there's a little bit of a bounce happening in our bodies. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing that sensation as we breathe in and we breathe out. Very powerful and very easy. Now, our minds are actually part of this as well. We want to not be putting together our grocery list or wondering what we're going to have for dinner or what you're going to do after the radio program. What we're doing is calming the mind and quieting the mind. And this is called emptiness. So really, there is no thinking, no thinking here. The sensation and attention is going to the sensation in the body and the sensation of a quiet mind. So just do that for another few breaths, breathing in and breathing out gently and easily. And then gradually we'll take our right hand and the palm is up and the left hand, the palm is down, and we're shaking the arms as if we're throwing off. We have some tape on our hands and we're throwing it off. So we get that sensation of movement happening as we shake off whatever is stuck in the body, and we're still moving our waist and moving our legs. And this can be a big movement, it can be a small movement, whatever feels comfortable. So there's that sense, right hand up, left palm down, and we're shaking it off. So the elbows are very relaxed. Yes, very relaxed and easy. We do this for a number of breaths as well, and noticing that right hand radically is going to be turning. The palm of the right hand, which has been up, will come down and join that left hand palm down. And when that happens, gradually again, the breath is going in and out gently and easily. And so we have that sense of flicking off anything that's stuck in our bodies. How about that? Breathing in and breathing out. And then gradually coming to a nice little resting place, starting to slow down that movement and coming to just standing as we started, with the grounding of the feet, the sensation of the head and that golden thread being connected to the heavens. And gradually, we'll come to a stop and just breathe for a few minutes or a few breaths. When you're doing this at home by yourself, of course, you can take a lot more time with this. So that is wuji, emptiness. And you might feel a sense of tingling. There might be a sense of ease. Maybe there's tension. You get to look at all of that. And sometimes when we're dealing with difficult situations, when we start to slow the body down or start to explore the breath, which we're going to continue to do, you might find that emotion comes up, sensation comes up, and the magnitude of what you're feeling may actually be enhanced. You may feel more, but ultimately, by doing these practices, we're also teaching our minds and bodies how to live in a little bit of discomfort, living in what we've been living in for the last number of months, that sense that things are not as they usually have been in the past. So we're giving a sense of resilience and understanding and teaching our nervous systems that it's okay. It's okay if things aren't exactly how we want them to be, that it's really okay in our bodies to learn these techniques to deal with what is. So the pandemic's not going away tomorrow. So we learn the resiliency in our own bodies. If you're just joining us, I'm Rhonda Fineman. This is the Healthy Options Program here on WERU. And today we're focusing on learning enhancing techniques, health enhancing techniques that can help calm the mind, help us stay resilient and strong during these difficult times. Even though it is difficult, we can be resilient. So right now you might still be tingling from all of those good wuji exercises. So let's take a moment to breathe. Use the breath to come back into our body to access a little bit more of all of that good chi, that good energy, that good meridian massage that we just did. So once again, let's sit down this time. Of course, if you're more comfortable standing, you may. Again, if you're in a car, you, of course, can listen. And we know that even by imagining doing something while paying attention to something else, which is the road, we're still getting the benefit of the activity. So right now, let's learn a very gentle breathing technique. So we've already done a little bit in the wuji, in the emptiness, in the stillness practice. So now, again, feet hip-width apart, sitting. If you're in a chair, feel supported in that chair. Feel the back be supported. Notice again that golden thread coming from the head, our, the top of our heads, which helps extend our awareness into the whole room around us. Feeling this shoulders sink a little bit, the chest relax, the chin is heading towards the chest, but the back of the neck is very, very relaxed. And again, that sense of the pelvis, a little bit of activity from the pubic bone right to the belly button. And that imagining that tail sinking into the chair and being really supported by those two little sits bones at the end of our pelvis. You know, they're two little bones that we can often sit on. We don't even realize we are, but we are. So we're getting a nice extension as we breathe gently and easily. So take a breath in through the nostrils and out through the nostrils. Noticing the sensation, again, calming the vagus nerve and the nervous system by breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Now, I know there are other breathing techniques. Sometimes people talk about breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. That has its own benefits. And in this tradition and in this technique, we're just going to be focusing on the inhale and exhale through the nostrils, noticing the warmth of the breath as it moves in and out through the nostrils, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And once again, we can take our right hand, which of course has the extended fingers very relaxed. The space between the thumb and the index finger feels a little bit expansive. And we can put that again right below the belly button. And we can put our left hand right on top of it this time. So we're breathing gently right into the hand. Diaphragmatic breathing, feeling that you're breathing into the belly, that your hands are being extended with the inhalation. And without thinking, just exhaling. So we're being aware of the breath moving in and out, but we're not really manipulating it at this moment. Just breathing in and just breathing out. And again, the tongue can touch the roof of the mouth. You, of course, can have the eyes closed or open. And in that first movement that we did with Wuji, we do that more with our eyes open. This, we have a choice. If it's easier to follow the breath with the eyes closed, feel free. Some teachers say that if we keep our eyes in a soft focus, a few feet away from our line of vision, soft focus, a little bit down to the floor, that we're teaching the mind how to be calm and quiet even when we're going through our day. That we're having the eyes open a little bit is teaching us how to stay in this place of awareness of the breath even while we do our activities of the day. So, as a beginner, closing your eyes perfectly fine. I know many of our listeners are experienced meditators or experienced using the breath, and you can practice and play with the idea of soft focus. So that's a lot of information, but right now, just breathing in and out, gently and easily. Noticing the level of sensation. Is there a spot that the body feels tight and tense? Or is everything moving very easily, gently and easily? Breathing. Notice if there's tension in the throat. Breathe into that. Allow it to leave. And sometimes our mind stays wild. Like, I couldn't possibly just follow the breath. And that's fine too. That's a learning. That's a good thing to notice, that our minds are very active. And when that happens, we can very gently, with great deal of affection and kindness and compassion, bring the attention back to the breath. And you can even say, oh, look, I'm thinking. And say, ah, look, there it is again, I'm thinking. Breathing in and breathing out gently and easily. Just following the breath. Notice if you're holding the breath and it's not easy to exhale. Again, a good thing to notice. Breathing in and breathing out gently and easily. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. And breathing out, I know I'm breathing in. Some of you may be familiar with that technique as well. Noticing the breath move in and out. Into the hands and out through the hands. Lovely breaths in and lovely breaths out. Is this relaxing or is it agitating? If the mind is active, as I said, label it thinking. If something feels very, very strong, and it feels too strong, then open your eyes and just do normal breathing. No effort. There's no right or wrong here. Whatever comes up, comes up. It's only energy moving. And what a radical idea that is. Moving in and moving out. Breathing gently and easily. Breathing in and breathing out. The level of sensation. Is there tightness somewhere? Is the belly tight? Is the back tight? You can do this lying down, as I've said. You can put a bolster under your knees, a pillow under your head. Now, the effort there, if you're not used to this, is you might fall asleep. Not always terrible, but as a practice of learning how to work with the breath, let me try to stay conscious a little bit more. Effort, as they say, in the breath, but not tension, not this is a good breath, this is a bad breath. Just allow whatever is to happen. Breathing in and breathing out. Gently and easily. Breathing in and breathing out. And while you're practicing that, I want to just tell people, if you have just tuned into WERU, yes, you are, in fact, hearing practice of learning how to use the breath right here on Healthy Options on WERU. I'm Rhonda Fineman, and this is a very special Healthy Options program focusing on learning some health-enhancing techniques that can help calm the mind, help us stay resilient and strong during these difficult times. So we're learning ways to breathe in and out and notice where we hold tension in the body. And with that in mind, as we continue on here on Healthy Options on WERU, I am going to suggest that we do another kind of practice. So you see, I'm introducing a few things, a number of practices. You don't need to do all of these in one sitting. I'm going to have a little water because sometimes we do need to hydrate when these things are happening. The body just needs nice moistening fluids to, again, another technique to help us stay resilient and healthy. But as I was saying, I'm introducing these things. You can come back to this program. It'll be archived. And you can pick one or two or one thing that resonates and is something that perhaps you want to play with, that you can add to your regime in the morning before you get up, or do something the first thing you do in the morning when you wake up, or it can even be as you end the day. So for those of you who have just been following your breath in and out, I haven't forgotten that you're still doing that. So gently, you can open your eyes if you haven't already. You can just come back to normal breathing. And breathing gently and easily in and out. Again, this is the Healthy Options program. And we're learning those good, practical, easy to learn health enhancing techniques to calm our minds, to help us stay grounded during these times. So what I'd like to do now is do a continuation of this practice. Again, if you're driving, just listen. This isn't for you to do right now, but again, you can come back to these later. And I'd like to do what is called a body scan. Now, some people start their practices this way, but I like to do a little bit of breathing, introduce the sense of watching the breath move in and out. The first, if you were here at the beginning of the program, we did something called emptiness wuji, the sense of moving the body. So we have a sense of what's happening at the level of sensation. And now we get to enhance that just a little bit more, doing a little bit more of the enhancing of what's happening in our bodies right now. And this, again, is something you can do before bed. It can actually help you fall asleep. Sometimes people do this and don't really get the whole to the end of the body scan. I also invite you to do this if you're feeling tense, if you're feeling that things are a little overwhelming. You can check in. It's a good check-in to notice what's happening in your body if you're feeling a little sad, a little fearful, any of the emotions that can come up as we deal with stressful situations. Now, even if you're not, as I said earlier, experiencing the whole pandemic COVID-19 situation as something you're noticing that you're really able to cope quite easily, I still invite you to practice some of these techniques, or I invite you to explore that level of sensation in your body just to stay resilient, just to keep the energy flowing. And of course, we do these things so that we can be available to ourselves and also for others, so that we can help others and be kind to others and also be a little bit more patient, perhaps a little bit more grounded. So right now, as I said, we're going to start a body scan. And the body scans are very interesting because we really get the sense of the whole, our whole body, our whole skin and bones and muscles and tendons and organs and fascia and all the aspects of our body, our qi, our blood circulation, our arteries, all of these we get to pay a little bit of attention to and allow to relax. So again, no wrong way. If you find that there's tension or that there are some things that are difficult doing this, just be very kind to yourself and breathe gently into whatever the difficulty is. And if something is tense, just touch it with the breath and then go. Touch and go. No effort, no shoulds, no idea that there's a better way, somebody's doing it better than I am, I'll never catch on. That's not the object of these teachings. The object of this teaching is to be kind to ourselves and to have that sense of awareness of where something may be stuck. And then, wow, be gentle with ourselves and actually give ourselves a chance to nurture that area that may feel tight and tense. So let's start at the top of the head. Now, there are other body scans that start at the big toe. Today, we're starting at the top of the head. And again, we can be sitting, you can be lying down, find a nice comfy place to be. If you're just joining us, again, this is the Healthy Options Program, and we're learning some very practical techniques to calm our nervous systems and keep ourselves healthy and resilient. So take a moment to find your spot. And now, pay attention. Bring the breath to the top of the head. And again, the eyes soft, focus, just keeping the eyes very quiet, looking inward, or closing them. Or keeping them open, having the tongue be very relaxed in the mouth. We're sitting comfortably, being supported on our backs. If you're lying down, certainly you're being supported. If you're sitting in a chair, certainly you're being supported. Your knees are relaxed, your feet are flat. If you need a little bit of height, something under your heels, hopefully you're nice and warm and comfortable. So right now, the attention is going to the top of the head and just noticing the sensation, bringing the breath to the skull, noticing if the fascia, if the skin of the skull is just relaxing the second you say, exhale, breathing in and breathing out. noticing how the skull feels, how the skin on the skull feels, how our hair feels, the forehead, the back of the neck, the back of the skull. Notice the breath into the forehead, the brow, the eyebrows, the eyes, the eyeballs. Have you noticed that there's a sense of relaxation? My goodness, who knew that we were holding all this tension in our face? Who knew that the top of the head was actually feeling some tension, that there was tension in that top of the head? So noticing the level of sensation of the breath behind the ears, behind the back of the skull, in the ridge behind there. You can even put your fingers on that ridge and notice if there's tension and breathe into it. Notice if there's tension in the jaw or under the eyes. Notice the whole eye socket and the sinuses, the whole face, the mouth and nose, this whole area of our skull and face, front of the face and the back of the head and the neck. Taking a breath in and breathing out. Taking a breath in through the nose and out through the nose. Just noticing. Imagining that you're softening the eye sockets and going into the sinuses and just breathing in and out gently into the roof of the mouth and the jaw. And that TMJ, the jaw attached to that little jaw, opening your mouth and closing the jaw, and that area right where the muscle is, that big muscle, noticing a big relaxation there. Gently and easily, with great ease, noticing the neck, the front of the neck, the glands under the chin. Are we holding tension? Are our lips tight? As we focus on the front of the neck and the back of the neck, breathing in and breathing out gently. Is there a relaxation in the shoulders? If that's a difficult place, just breathe more into those areas. Noticing the front, our sternum, that big bone in the front of our chest where all the ribs attach. Notice a big breath in and out through the nostrils. Is that area tight? Is there some tension in there? Can we breathe in and out? Noticing the lungs expanding in the front and the back. Radical idea that our lungs are actually filling the front and the back of our rib cage. And noticing that back, below the neck and the back, the ribs in the back, is that expanding? Any tension? Often that's a lot of us hold tension there, breathing in and out. With each exhalation, allowing ease and kindness and gentleness. Let's take a little side trip down the arms, noticing our breath coming in and out. How about the inside that rotator cuff, the inside palm side of the arms? Breathe down there. Breathe on the top of the arm, heading towards the top of the hand. Breathing down the top of the arms and into the top of the hands. All the meridians. Breathing down the inside the inside. Those meridians actually move down. They actually go towards the palm. The meridians of the inside of the arm go down, travel down towards the palm. So we can imagine they're going down. We can breathe in and out, that breath going down inside the arms and relaxing any tension. Notice if your fingers on the inside are soothing and relaxed. And now take a moment to notice the top of the palm of the hands. And we can breathe in now and allow the top of the hands to get massaged, the breath coming up back to our clavicle and back to the top of the chest. Any tension there, just breathe it in and breathe it out. Allowing, just allowing relaxation. And again, from the front and the back, breathing down the front of the rib cage, allowing any tension to leave. Breathing down the back, all the spine and all the connections of where the ribs attach to our spine in the back. Breathing in and breathing out any tension, gently and easily, no effort. And notice if our diaphragm is a little tight. Notice if that area where the ribs meet in the front, where our stomach is there a little tension in there? Often we hold tension there. So breathe into there, breathe into the belly, breathe into your actual stomach. And of course, when we were doing the chest, we were breathing into the lungs and the heart and allowing our heart to rest and to ease. Breathing into that heart space and also again moving down and breathing into the belly, into that area of the stomach. And in the back, you can breathe into the kidney area. Feeling that lovely wash of oxygen into that whole area. Our kidney energy, our kidneys have to stay strong. It's our fundamental energy, our kidney energy, to keep us resilient and healthy. So breathing actually into the organ this time, breathing and allowing the adrenal glands on top of the organs to rest. That's where a lot of the hormones, our flight and fright and freeze happens, our trauma response happens. So we want to just breathe gently and easily into the belly, into the kidneys and adrenal glands, and allow soothing relaxation. And following down into the intestines and into our digestive tract, soothing and relaxing so everything can work well and we can absorb our food and digest well, eliminate well, all of that by breathing with that level of sensation, noticing tightness, if there is any, and breathing into that and allowing all of these organ systems and skin and sinews to relax. And here we are. Here we are at the belly, the pelvis, our bone structure, our sacrum, our sacred bone. It looks like a heart. So some translation that area where the tailbone meets, in that area, often people have musculoskeletal problems in that area where the ilium, where the back and the pelvis, the hip bones meet that big bone at the bottom of our spine, the spine going right into that sacrum. So that idea of breathing into the heart, the idea of calming the spirit and the heart, can also we can be made aware of that by breathing into the sacrum, almost like the heart of the lower body. If you've ever seen a picture of it, or if you can feel your own, even right now, it is almost shaped like a heart. And all of the sinews and ligaments that go in into that area, let's ask them to relax and be kind and gentle to all of the sinews in the body, but particularly in that area as we allow the breath to touch and to move down. And as we're doing this, I do want to remind people, if you have just tuned in, yes, you are listening to Healthy Options. Yes, we are actually doing some sort of breath and body work right here on Healthy Options this time around. I'm your host, Rhonda Fineman, and I'm so glad you could join us. This is one of the ways that, and the techniques we're learning today that are health enhancing and can help calm our body and mind so we can stay resilient and strong during these difficult times. So we're here with this body scan. We're here at the sacrum. We're at the pelvis and in the all of the organs, the reproductive organs and the digestive organs, all of these things, all of these areas of our body, just relaxing and being comforted by the breath moving in and out, moving in and out. And noticing if there's any tension, and always able to come back and spend more time at those areas. Right now we're going to continue with our body scan here on Healthy Options, moving down the legs. So let's have this sense of moving down the outside of the legs and the front of the legs and the inside and the back where the hamstring is, and just have that sense of big breath moving in and out down this whole area, noticing any tension just leaving as we breathe in and we breathe out, heading towards the knees, noticing, washing this whole area. We can even have a sense of a spiraling energy moving down and touching all the meridians, all the sinews and muscles and joints, moving down that leg, this side and the back and the front, getting to the knee, spending some good time, a little bit of breath into the knees. Some of us have tender knees and the joints have worked hard and we're feeling some pain or tension there. Just breathe into that whole joint and allow the sinews in the back of the knee and the whole crease and the front of the knee, all of that to just be soothed by the breath moving in and the breath moving out. Noticing as we get into the side of the calves, is there any tension moving down the side of the calf with breathing? Noticing coming from the top of the kneecap, the patella, to the front of the knee. Noticing relaxation as we breathe in there and down from the crease in the back of the knee all the way down the calf. Again, a spiral of energy breathing in and out, gently breathing in and breathing out, and nourishing the legs that work so hard, that we're counting on to carry us. And if you're not walking, if you're not able to move the legs, just imagine that even the breathing, even the image of breathing resiliency can be beneficial. Just breathe into the calves and breathe into the bone structure. Breathing down into the ankles and noticing the feet, noticing all the bones and the muscles and tendons and joints in our feet, and breathing into the fascia of the Achilles tendon, moving back, moving into the bottom of the feet, helping the plantar fasciitis. Sometimes people have that there's a tension in the fascia, in the muscular layers, in the all of the connective tissue that can get tight and hard, that can cause us pain. Let's breathe some good healing breath and oxygenation into that area. And the outside of the feet, moving down towards the toes. And really wiggle the toes a little bit if you can, and notice the sensation of ease. All the ligaments, all of those many bones, most bones in the body, all those many, many bones relaxing and holding us and sending some love, as it were, to our hardworking toes and feet, and be resilient there. Feel that resilience. And then the whole time on this show, we've been talking about how we're grounded through the bottoms of the feet. So let's just take a moment to feel that earth energy. Breathing gently and easily. So a few breaths in, a few breaths out. Breathing in and breathing out. We've done the whole body. Let's take a moment. Perhaps you even want to take your hands and feel like you're gathering a breath. If you can, if not, just imagine you're gathering breath, moving the air and the breath up through back to the head, and then imagining a whole, that you're coming down the whole body with that breath. Just what we've done with each area, we're now doing with a big cleansing, washing breath all the way down. Any tight spots you can breathe into a little bit more. Big sigh. Breathing in. Any difficult emotion, we can follow, allow the emotion in, and then just go, As one of my teachers says, that sensation, that universal sound of relaxation, so everyone, and let's take our right hand again and put it under the belly button, a little bit below the belly button, the dantian, the important area where a lot of our meridians, a lot of our energetic system begins and ends. And we can put our left hand on top of that and breathe gently and easily into all of that, breathing again with our eyes open this time, because we're going to be coming back into the world if you haven't already opened your eyes. Breathing in and out gently, gently and easily. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Into that, into your hands, noticing if there's any tension. No tension. Sometimes the neck can get tense, believe it or not, if you haven't already, or another spot, whatever it is, and you can spend a moment breathing into that area. Why not, right? And of course, you can always come back to all of these techniques and pick one and just follow that one. These all do not need to be done in one day. They can be, certainly. You can do the body scan much faster if you'd like, just to check in during the day. You can do the breathing technique whenever you feel a little bit frazzled. Start breathing. You don't even have to do it this formally. Just notice the breath moving in and out. You can do the Wuji if you were here at the beginning of the show, that movement. Again, you can. This will be archived, so you can go back and listen. So just breathing in, and you can take all the time you want after the show to find a tight spot and breathe into it. And in just breathing in ease and gentleness and loving kindness, why not? And breathing out any tension that you may have. Now, when I told a few people I was going to be doing this program, and we did practice a little bit, some questions did come up. So I'm going to answer some of the most common questions, and you may have others, but maybe some of the questions I'm going to Answer Now may be just the ones that you have. And by the way, once again, if you've just joined us, this is Rhonda Fineman. This is Healthy Options. Today we're focusing, and we have been learning, health-enhancing techniques that can help calm the mind and help us stay resilient and strong during these difficult times. So we're breathing in and out gently and easily. And one of the questions has to do with, again, wild mind. What if it's just too hard to do some of these things? And we touched on this as we were learning some of the techniques. But again, what I invite you to do, if you it just doesn't feel like you can calm down, that is not a bad thing. That is a good thing to be aware of. And so there's no, the idea of this is not always just to have ease and light. Happiness and light, we would love that at all times, but that's not how it always is it? So I invite the wild mind to just notice, to go, wow, I'm thinking a lot. I'm worried a lot. So take a moment to notice, where is there a sensation in the body when the wild mind happens? Is it your chest that gets tight? Is it your belly that gets tight? If that's the case, wherever it is, just breathe some loving kindness into it, some kindness, and go, it's okay. And understand that even if it's wild at that moment, it won't stay wild forever, because that's just the nature of emotions. They come and go. So that's one technique. Another question that came up is, what do we do with our tongue? What if it's too, I'm putting too much tension if it just touches the roof of my mouth? Well, you know what? You don't have to. You can just relax the tongue in the mouth and just be easy and relaxed with that. So the bottom line at all times, there may be other questions, but we're running out of time. I can't believe it. Time does fly when you're having fun. And I hope these things have been helpful. I want to thank you all for tuning in. As I said, we're coming to the end of this Healthy Options, and there's so much more to talk about. It will be archived. I hope these techniques have been useful, and you'll find something that works for you once again as we continue to live and breathe and work through all of the emotions and all of the techniques that we are experiencing, that we need to use to experience well-being. And if you have been ill, I wish you well. And these are good techniques for recovery as well. I want to thank Joel Mann for technical assistance. I want to thank Petra Hall, as always, for co-producing. And I do want to thank you, all of our listeners. So please stay well, stay safe. And as always, this is Rhonda Fineman wishing you the best in health.
Support for WERU comes from our listeners and from Penobscot Bay Press, committed to providing community news and information products, publishing three weekly newspapers, the Bay Community Register, Summer Guide, Area Map, and other publications. Also publishing books written by local authors on the web at PenobscotBayPress.com.
Community Radio WERU-FM, 89.9 Blue Hill, and streaming live at WERU.org.
Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned President Joe Biden any sanctions over Ukraine would be a big mistake. The pair spoke by phone Thursday about Russia's deployment of troops near its border with Ukraine.
The Biden administration has fumbled at times, especially over some of its messaging and diplomacy, though it has been good at using intelligence on the buildup to rally NATO members and to call out Russia.
That's Alexander Lenoska, a poli-sci professor at the University of Waterloo. Biden encouraged Putin to de-escalate the tensions and said the U.S. and its allies will respond if Russia further invades Ukraine. While he's against eliminating the filibuster altogether, President Biden now supports creating an exception to Senate rules in order to pass voting rights reforms. The filibuster rule requires 60 votes to advance most legislation. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell argues it is a power grab, an attempt to federalize elections.
My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting, turn the Federal Election Commission into a biased partisan body, and even send taxpayer money to political campaigns.
Supporters say the measures are needed to counter voting rights bills passed in Republican-led states. The Senate will make another attempt to pass the Build Back Better Act when it reconvenes next week. Negotiations continue to find 50 votes and preserve the enhanced child tax credit, child care subsidies, and 4 weeks of paid leave.